This is CliffCentral.com.
Progressive, cultured, and brave.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
The Threaded Exchange with Siyabe Yile. Live on Cliff Central.
The Threaded Exchange with Siyabe Yile. Hello, everybody. Hello, South Africa. Hello to the world. It's Siyabonga Beyile live from Cliff Central Studios in Johannesburg. And this is the Thread Exchange, man. This is about young South Africa, young Africa, young black kids doing the most around the world. And, you know, every single week we have conversations. Sometimes these conversations are tough. Sometimes these conversations are celebratory. But we talk about, like, where are we going as young black people of the world? You know, what are our dreams? What does our future look like? And each and every week on the show, we invite, you know, a young black person who's doing incredible things. We find out about the journey, we take in the lessons, and we have lots of fun. And today's show is actually quite interesting. As you all know, I said a couple of weeks ago that each and every week, to make this a bit more fun, is that I'll be inviting a guest host every week, you know. And it's also about, a lot of people want to be in radio, and I feel like there's so many barriers, like you have to like apply online for all these courses and all these things. And in my life, really, with almost everything that I do, it's always been like, just take a leap of faith and swim in the water and learn. And I think that's what I want to do, just invite young personalities who want to be on radio, who want to be part of the platform, and to also just bring another texture. And today I've got Neo.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm fantastic, thanks. How are you?
Can you give me like an intro? Like, give us like, if you had to have your own show, right?
Yes.
Let's say you're on 5FM, Drive Time.
Okay.
South Africa is listening, 14 million listeners. How are you introducing yourself?
Well, just put me on the spot, why don't you? But anyway, I'll probably say something very simple on the lines of, hey guys, it's Neo Sugude, and I'm so glad you're here. Stay tuned for great music, great time up here up until 6 p.m. on 5FM.
Yes.
Something very simple. But that was like on the spot.
I think Gareth Cliff is going to come stab me because like... He left 5.
Okay.
So let's say 5 p.m. on Cliff Central, yeah?
5 p.m. on Cliff Central.
How are you? Like, how do you feel? I know, like, it was quite weird how I was, like, on... The thing is, Neh, mm-hmm. to tell you the truth, when I do things, I never think about them. I'm always, like... Everyone knows me. I'm that kind of guy that... I don't believe in doing admin behind stuff.
Yeah, okay.
And sometimes that's a weakness of mine. But I'm that person that's, like... You know what? I feel like let's have guest hosts. I think Dorian, my producers, know that I never ask for permission to do anything. So I'm like...
Yes, you're going to get fired one day.
Yeah, dude. So I'm always like, I need a guest host. Let's just tweet about it and just bring in people every week.
And here I am.
And you are the first one. So you've made history. You're like the first
black woman on Cliff Central. Yeah. On Thread Exchange.
How are you feeling? Like... I see that on your Twitter, you're someone who loves radio.
Yes, absolutely.
Know. Tell me, where does that passion come from?
Basically, I started radio 2 years ago. I went to University of the Free State in Bloemfontein. I was on campus radio station called Gulf CFM. I did not see myself as a radio presenter, I won't even lie to you. But then every single time I'd be on WhatsApp and I'd send a voice note to my friend would be like, hey girl, you sound so great, you should be on radio. So then I was like, you know, let me actually try it out. Gave it a shot at the auditions and moved to Johannesburg to obviously push the career forward, and here I am today.
Amazing. And now that, how long have you been Joburg for?
Since February, so about three, two months.
Yeah. And in terms of radio, mm-hmm. how tough, I mean, I've never wanted to be a radio presenter. You know, I've never been like, I want to be a presenter and I want to go through the steps of being on a station.
Okay.
Have you tried, you know, pursuing a radio career, and like, how has that experience been? Do you think the industry is open in terms of allowing new and young presenters into the space, or you still think the barriers are still quite up?
Listen, man, it's tricky and it's very difficult, I won't lie to you. Obviously, I've sent my demos to countless radio stations. I've applied every for internships. I have one station that's looking at me right now, which is quite promising. I can't obviously that name, right? So,
yeah.
They really aren't open with taking new people in. So I'm really, really grateful for like a platform like Cliff Central with you and your show, because I mean, like, that's where we can actually come and show our talents and maybe someone can hear us out there, you know what I'm saying? But otherwise, they're always looking for someone who's been on radio, and obviously contacts get you way further than you could ever go with anything else besides your talents.
Yeah.
So it's tricky.
Do you think we live in a time, like, I think globally, I mean, but I'm focusing on South Africa. Do you think that in South Africa, a lot of the industry are personality driven more than talent? So, for example, I'm Siyabe Yile. I'm known as a threaded man. I've got a big following. Mm-hmm. It's easier for me to come to Cliff Central and say, hey, guys, I would like a radio show. I have a big following. And Cliff Central says, yes, yeah, of course, do it. You know, Do you think that personalities get more opportunities than the people that are actually specializing in that certain industry?
Absolutely, man. I think it's easier to market if you already know. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So if you come here with already like 20K followers on Instagram, and if I say your name to someone in the studio, let's say, for example, and they say, oh, I know her. And then Gareth will be like, yeah, cool. Let's actually bring her in. Let's hear her out and see what she has to offer, you know? But if I'm Neil Sugude and I have 2K followers on Instagram and I have a, you know, pretty simple and reasonable profile, they'd be like, yeah, maybe, kind of thing. So it's not as easy as it is for those who are already out there and know.
Yeah, let me put Karen on the spot. I haven't introduced her yet. Karen, you're consulting right now. You're not an official. This conversation is happening but not happening. She's struggling with the headphones.
She's getting there.
So Karen, I'm asking a very interesting question here about where do we find the medium between talent and followers? So because studios have to make money,
whether it's television,
whether it's radio, we got to make money, you know, especially in South Africa. We're broke. We have to make money. So I'm a radio head and Karen Williams is bringing me 1 million followers with her. She doesn't have radio experience, but I know even, you know, even if she has no radio experience, if I put her on air, those 1 million people that follow her will want to listen. So I'm going to get followers. But then I've got Neo Sokude here, who's probably the best presenter for radio, you know, she's perfect. She's perfect for the station, but has 400 followers and she studied radio. How, as a businessman, I'm going to choose you because you're going to make me money. But then at the same time, an actual talent is losing out. How do we find the medium? Because that's what's happening in across all industries, whether it's fashion, influence, you know what I'm saying? Like people who didn't study fashion are commenting now on fashion on TV. You know what I'm saying? No, I didn't study fashion either. I studied a year, I dropped out. So I'm one of those people. But it's like, where do we find that medium with talent and marketability of an individual?
Well, I mean, look, with the radio example, I think if you really are a business and you're trying to build a brand that's going to be around for a very long time, numbers alone isn't going to do that for you because you're going to get someone who doesn't understand the industry, who isn't going to represent the brand very well, or just like be amazing on radio. So I think, yes, numbers are important, but there's always a balance between people who have a decent amount of numbers and who are passionate and really, really care about the industry. We were actually chatting about this off air before we started. It was just like, if you really want to insist on having people who have like gang numbers, fine, but then get a co-host who is super amazing. Let them both learn from each other. Maybe the one can learn about like radio and presenting and like the nuances of kind of being on air, and the other person can maybe learn or teach you how to build your brand, how to get more followers.
Absolutely.
How to, you know what I mean? So I think there is a balance or a trade exchange that's possible there, but never.
To how we trade exchanging. So this is what because I'm not a radio person, I brought a radio person to co-host and make
and
me look
amazing.
Good.
And she's amazing.
And she's amazing. And you're right, because now I'm gonna Instagram her, be like, yo, check her out, she's dope, she's and then I'm
and
using
then
sort
clout.
Of my influence to build her influence as well, like almost like a cosign. And I think that's how we need to work in industries, that if, for example, you gonna have a Tano Tabet who has millions of followers, the other presenters must be people that can grow their platforms, essentially.
So it's like a helping hand in both sides.
Exactly.
It's a win-win situation, basically.
But there's always that beef, though, that like, that I, when I started in the industry, I'm not going to name names of people that say this to me.
Name and shame, drag them.
No, guys, I'm not going to drag people.
Okay, sorry.
They don't deserve the airtime.
Hectic!
But it's a thing of like, I've had a lot of people in the industry that I looked up to and I used to approach them and say, yo, I'm a young fashion whatever, can you help me?
Yeah.
And everyone would be like, I'm not going to use my influence to put you on. Like, I remember like one, like an influencer in South Africa cropped me out of an image. Like he cropped me out. And
how
I asked
P. Diddy of him.
And I'm like, why you cropped me out? He's like, yeah, like I'm not going to give you my platform. I'm like, whoa, like that's hectic.
Dude.
So there's still also still that tension. And you know this, Karen, we go to an event.
Yeah.
And you know, us popular people, we only take pictures with popular people.
Right, totally.
And then let's say Karen's like, oh, say I can, let's take a picture. I take a picture, but I'm not going to post the one with Karen. I'm going to post the one with Nomuzi.
Really?
Because like, you know what I'm saying? There's also that. So we still don't have that spirit of being like, you're not in this space. We have platforms. Why aren't we using our platforms collectively through how we do each other, through events, through everything that we do to say, Karen, I fuck with the throne. It's dope. Let me tweet about it.
And I think that's such an important chat because I think that has been like a lot of weirdness in the industry. And I think we such a small, powerful group of people, like young black creatives. And we have so much power, but because there's a lot of ego and dividedness, we're not going to get anywhere. So I think there really needs to be like an era now where we're about collaboration in every sense of the word. it. Like, I know not, because it happens a lot. People email me, yo, I want to write or whatever. I don't have the time at the moment because I'm trying to build something.
Yeah.
And I don't have the energy and the resources to invest. But when I get to a point where I can, I will do that. And yeah. It's the same with you inviting me here. I think we need to share our platforms and collaborate in every single way. And
yeah.
It's a mind or like a paradigm shift. That's what I'm looking for. If we can do that, you know how we can actually, I don't know if I can swear or not, but like if I'm the game.
Like, do you know what I enjoy? Yeah.
You know what
I enjoy the most about my journey? And it's the reason why, like, I don't answer to a lot of things, because being egotistical can really make you blind as a person. Really. And, you know, longevity is through legacy.
Yeah.
You know, like even with my own company, like everybody that's worked with me at company, I mean, Simbongile now runs her own company.
I love it. That's amazing.
And for me, that's what it's about. When you leave the plug and start the throne should, like the plug should celebrate you for that, because it's an amazing thing. And for me, it's about how many lives are we changing through the work that we do.
Absolutely.
So if I can sit back in 50 years and I can say, oh my God, like I've changed the careers of 40 people, whether I style them, whether I give them advice, whether they worked in my company, my whole thing is about your candle must light other candles.
Mm.
And, you know, sometimes people can become greedy where it's like, now you work with me in my company and then I want to like tie you here.
Yeah, exactly.
Now I can't
only to myself.
Yeah. Yeah. So I always see my work or everything that I do, it's always about how do I give more abundance? How do I use my anointing to make other people realize their anointing and build? Because at the end of the day, when I sit back and I'm like, oh, Sim is running her own company, Twiggy is on the cover of this, Ricardo's shooting a billboard. As much as, yes, it might be sad, we might not be working together because that's how life works, is that you also celebrate that because it's like, that's amazing.
Yeah, and they're going to open the door for so many other people. The trickle effect is amazing.
And also what's also amazing is that you know you've built a real brand when your brand can sustain losing people.
Yeah.
Because that's when it becomes a legacy.
Oh, funny.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Fully.
But anyways, Karen, I feel like I'm doing too much. But let's go back to that. Now I need to induct you into the show.
Okay.
So guys, we're going to play a game to induct her. Ne? I didn't brief anybody on purpose because I wanted to hear all the fuck ups and to see if you guys can think on the spot. So we're going to finish the sentence.
All right.
And it's all about Nero. So I'm going to give her a sentence to finish. You're going to give her a sentence. It can be anything. It can be as wild as you want. So I'm going to start. You have to finish the sentence.
Okay. Obviously, it has to be censored, right? It doesn't have to
be.
No? Okay, so
when
I'm very free.
You're so spicy. You when like
let
things.
Me start. Finish the sentence.
Okay, let's go for it.
The rules are, because this is your induction, you can't not answer.
Okay, it's fine. Answer it. No stress.
I opened Twitter. I go on my DMs. My crush has DM'd me. My crush is... Let's make this hard.
Do I have to like say their like handle?
Not, it's up to you, handle or name.
Okay, you know, because everyone knows him anyway. It's Kahis Rabada. So at Rabada 15.
Is it 15? That is such a good thing. Okay. That is so brilliant, right? I would have caved and given my actual crush.
No,
she gave like a celebrity crush. You are a radio person.
I could never, ever expose my crush.
You
ever.
Are. Anna?
No. Ooh, still a spicy one.
No. There's no need for this, eh?
When I'm alone.
Oh, God.
At night.
Stop.
I sit in my bed. Then I
light my incense sticks and I read upon chakras.
Crystal.
I made that up. I really
You're
don't.
The one. Let's go, Ernest.
Please be nice.
Okay, I'll be nice. Cool. I woke up this morning and the first person I thought about was
myself, because I'm so cute.
Yeah.
Not even your mother. Like,
okay,
wow.
Obviously my mom. I'm like, hey mom, listen to me on Clip Central.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Karen?
Okay, so when I met Sia today for the first time, my first impression was...
He has a nice coat on.
Thank
it's
you.
Fire. It's actually so
That's
fire.
Nice. So it's now, we're 20 minutes into the show. WhatsApp us your thoughts on 0797-748-2090. Tell us what you think. Tell us if we're talking a lot of
You should read that like slower.
Yeah.
072-079.
Let Newell do it, actually.
Newell, actually, yeah.
Hit us up on WhatsApp on 079-748-2090. That's 079-748-2090.
Yes. So, yeah. So, what I'm going to do now is, you know that I'm always with friends in studio. They've produced a mix today called Rolling in the Deep. I don't know how you can be 21 and be rolling in the deep. Like,
Adele was 21 when she was rolling in the deep, bro. That's
okay,
one.
That's true. Yeah. But you guys are a lot. Like, we have a depressed youth, guys. Like,
it's sad boys for life, bro.
Sad boys.
Like, have you heard the music 15-year-olds are listening to?
Guys.
You belong to me, like you're the best part of my life. I'm like,
bro, what do you know about us?
I'm like, you're 15. Like, you can't be like emotionally dense at the time. Like, relax.
Don't act like you weren't, yeah. Don't act like you weren't.
Guys, I used to break up with girls using Robin Thicke lyrics. Like,
that's even worse. That's even worse, actually.
Like, be like, it's not you, it's me. And they wouldn't know its lyrics. I think they would catch on, but I started doing that until I was like 18. Then
what's that thing? Cushion Wisdom.
Yeah.
That thing. That
yeah, or using like Bible.
Drake ones and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, Drake. Sometimes you use Bible, like Bible like captions, being like, yeah, God has showed me the light now. I can't be with you anymore.
But I hope
like,
I pass
I'm
me.
Growing yeah, spiritually. Bitch. Think about it. Who is going to, like, if you break up and say you're growing spiritually and like God is talking to you, who am I to, like.
That's why it's savage, because it's brilliant.
Yeah, because like, I can't be like, no, that's a lie. You're being selfish. I'm like, oh, she's being honest and like. I don't want to be a dick about it. Let me let her grow spiritually. So, yeah. So, the Friends have produced a mix called Rolling in the Deep. And I know you guys are excited for Karen. So, we only going to play 5 minutes of this mix because this show is jam-packed. And
yeah.
There's a lot of, like, scandals to tackle. Karen is going to unlock a lot of things for us and teach us a lot of lessons. She's wise. She's had a lot of experience. This is the Rolling in the Deep mix with Friends. Yeah. Salaf, go Cliff Central.
So Cliff Central.
Yeah, I hate that little couple assistant Cape, because each time, like, sometimes I'll speak Xhosa and then I'll jump into English and I'll say the English word wrong and I'm like, oh, why do I have to speak English?
You know, they say you don't have to speak English after 12, so yeah. You don't even have to, you don't know anyone good at English, actually.
So, today's guest. She is one of the most intelligent women right now in the digital space. She is a thought leader, writing articles that have been controversial.
Sure.
Yes.
I quote,
quote
why
a point.
Is Ricky selling us Gucci when we're...
Ewe, kuteni.
Why? She used to be the editor-in-chief of The Plug.
Mm.
She no longer is the editor-in-chief of The Plug because she now has taken her throne.
Off to greener pastures.
Yeah, she's the queen of the throne. She founded a boutique agency which also houses... I like to say... Can I redefine your company for you?
Okay.
So, my words. The Throne is a diversified multi-digital company that houses... media content through a platform called thethrone.co.za.
Hey,
but
guys.
It also works as an agency that consults on digital strategies around the social media and influencer space.
Woo.
And it represents some of the best talents in this field. And Karen is probably going to grow into being the next Oprah of the internet.
He did
in Africa.
Rehearse that.
Boss, fam.
He
boss. That was fire.
In the
what
mirror
do you
this
mean,
morning,
bro,
he was like, I'm
going
to say this.
Karen, how do you feel? Welcome, Karen.
You just
guys, let's welcome
like,
Karen.
Welcome, Karen.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
She looks great, by the way. Her skin is glowing from here. She's beaming.
What does the life of Karen look like today? Is Karen happy? Is she excited? Walk me through your emotions right now in this period of time.
I am happy for the first time in years. Before The Plug, I worked in advertising. I worked at a bunch like of agencies, and I was chasing like this weird idea of like what success was, and I think it's what looks great to a lot of people, but it was never something I defined for myself. So I was so unhappy, I was depressed, I was under so much pressure. And this year I'm like, I'm happy, I'm present, I'm at peace, I stare at the sky and drink wine.
Yeah. Can I have like, some notes from you? Like,
what a Caucasian life you live.
So I was expecting you to say, I'm happy, I'm excited, but stressed because running a business is stressful. So I think I need notes from you because you make this business thing look very smooth.
Look, I think the one thing I realized, because I've been through so much stress, is that the one of the biggest benefits of doing what I'm doing now is to live life on my own terms. Like, I could be doing this anywhere else, I could be making gang money, but I can control the pace when I do things, how I do things, the things that I do, and my creative expression. And that's what makes me so happy. Like,
yeah.
I think what's the point of all of this if you're not satisfied or there isn't a level of peace? And not to like downplay like running your own thing, there's a lot of work, but you know, I'm running at my own pace at the moment. And
amazing.
I
so for
you.
Today's interview, I'm going to do things different. Usually I lead all the questions.
Mm-hmm.
So since I have a co-host,
Which is me.
You're going to take the
Who
lead.
Will not ask me spicy questions.
I'll try not. Yes.
I want to let the woman run the show today.
Oh, is it on our hands today?
We are trash, so we're going to take a back seat. Z frame for the picture. You hear me, friends? So I'm going to start with the first question, and then I'm going to leave it to you to carry, and then you can bring us in when you feel like you want us to comment.
All right. Yeah, do I just point at you and be like, hey, see, I come through?
You can just tap me, point at them, be like, after. So while she answers, you can point at them.
I got it.
So see, like, I'm trying to mentor. I'm attempting to mentor you into running your own show here.
He's just throwing you in the deep end.
Right.
So I want to know, first question, who is Karen? Where is Karen from? What is Karen about?
Shoot, that's such a complex question. So I was originally born in Polokwane. Grew up in Cape Town, and I moved to Joburg about 2.5 years ago. I have a little bit of complex history because I grew up, like I was saying, in Polokwane. My mom passed away when I was super, super young. Then my dad remarried. Didn't know that she wasn't my mom. Moved to Cape Town, had like crazy stories and stuff. Got divorced, can't speak Vanak. I have a surname that's like Caucasian.
You were married?
That's not. No, my dad got divorced. Oh,
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry to butt in.
So what if she was married?
No, nothing wrong, but I just wouldn't have guessed.
Okay.
That's what I don't have my mills yet. So I can't get married yet. Yes. So yeah, I think I've had like a very weird, hectic like kind of life and an interesting journey that has led me to where I am now. And I'm a very vocal, very independent, very controversial sometimes. But I think fundamentally, I just have a really great understanding of who I am and what I'm trying to do and, you know, the legacy I'm trying to build for myself. And that's where I'm at right now.
So The Throne is a magazine that's online, right? Is it actually like digital, like on paper as well? Or is it only online for now?
So we have the actual website where like we'll put content maybe every 2 or 3 days. And then when we do our actual like monthly issues, there is a proper full-on digital magazine that turns, that has a cover, that has contents. And I'm so excited because I don't feel like anyone in the commercial fashion or just like cultural space has done it in SA. So if I see anyone else do it, just at least credit me. But yeah, so I'm excited about that. I think it's just like, you know, discovering new ways to actually present content and how people engage with it. Because it's getting stagnant now. It's a little bit boring. So I think it's time to just change things up a bit and have fun with it.
Absolutely. So your magazine's actually quite new as well. So you're trying to get in the game, and you're probably in the game already. Are you actually going to recruit people for your magazine to work for you and be on your cover that are new or that are already established at this point?
Okay, that's actually a good question. I mean, look, we are a month and a half old now since we've been live, so super, super young, but the traction and just like, you know, I think support has been incredible, which I love immensely. It is a difficult thing. I think goes back to, I think Sia's question or, you know, comments about like numbers versus like, I think credibility and stuff like that, and that's what I'm trying to balance. I think for the first few covers, I definitely want like gang credibility. And The Throne, in a lot of ways, it's about the economy or the business of influence, whether that be music, fashion, culture, creativity, and that's the kind of the thread that ties everything together. So I think as we move forward, definitely I will recruit a team and staff, and you'll see the people on the covers that are like kind of have bigger followings and stuff like that. But for now, it's just like, I think authenticity, credibility, like that needs to be the core of what The Throne is.
And there's probably only a few magazines that deal with the same genre that you're in with fashion and music and whatnot. Do you think there's any competition for you, perhaps, especially as a black female as well?
Look, I don't, like I'm saying, I'm 28 now, so I think my mentality is so, so different. And
you're not bothered by competition or anything. You're just like, I'm doing my own thing.
Yeah, okay. And I really, I just like, I have so much faith in my vision and what I'm trying to do. I don't think anyone, like, I don't want to, I think I don't want to like disrespect anyone and be like, not anyone's on that level. But I think like my vision is very, very unique. Like, I want to take it to Vogue levels, like Italian Vogue. Like,
yes,
want to. And I think a lot of people can either do visual well or like storytelling well, but can't merge it. Like, I'm an incredible writer, I'm a businesswoman, I'm a creative. So it's rare to find someone like me that has all those qualities. So I'm like, I'm good. I think
so
I'm chilled.
You mentioned Vogue in like the next few years. Besides Vogue, what do you see yourself doing in the next, let's say, 3 to 5 years time? Where do you see yourself as well as The Throne or any other thing you have running right now going?
So I like... I look at Kanye Lamar. She's like amazing. Yes, so yes. That's the only way the throne will be. Like, it will be like a media empire is a big word. I don't think I'm comfortable with empire, but
you could use it. I think you can use it. Also, definitely in the space to use it.
The company is called the throne, so I have no doubt it's an empire. Like,
yeah, it's a throne. I know. It's such the a name audacious itself. Name. Yeah. Like, yeah. So yeah, that's because I want to. Dude, like I'm saying, it's so hard coming from advertising because there's so few black people with voices.
Yes.
So I want to definitely dominate in that space and within the media space and in a way that like just merges content and media and like just, yeah, I think a bit of everything and yeah.
That sounds fantastic.
Cool. Friends, let's go to you guys.
Yeah, the coolest people I've ever seen in my life.
Cooler than she is. Cooler than she
legit.
She ain't shit.
Sia's old.
Sia, you old, man. So you left the plug and you started the throne.
Correct.
Like, how was that for you? Like, weren't you scared? Was the throne always like something in your mind while you were working at the plug, or was you just like left and you're like, actually fuck it, I'm gonna do this?
So it's so crazy, VG, who's like a really really good friend of mine, he's always encouraged me, like, bro, you need your own thing, you need your own thing, like do your own thing. And something that I've always actually preached was like ownership, you know. And I owned a portion, I had owned 20% of the plug, but it's obviously not the same thing as owning your own thing completely. So I registered everything in October last year, early November.
Ish.
But it was just like a I didn't actually think about it. Like, I just did randomly one day, not realizing that like things would happen the way they did this year. And when the throne happened, dude, like the day we launched, then we dropped the first cover, my heart was pounding. I've never been so scared. I think I even posted the wrong cover. So I was terrified, but I think it's like, I've never felt that like excited and exhilarated in such a long time. It just like reaffirmed that like, bro, you're on the right path and you care about it and you're passionate about it.
It looks great. Yeah. It looks so great. If you guys check out thethrone.co.za, right? Thethrone.co.za. Yeah. It looks absolutely fantastic. The layout, the colors, the actual shapes and everything. I don't even know how you do it. Like, if an OCD person went on that site, they'd be so happy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Also touching on the same topic as Anga. When you parted ways with the throne, what motivated you to build your own business? What motivated you into building your own business?
Look, I think I'd always had the vision, and the ambition to want to do it.
Yeah,
I think when you go on your own journey, you definitely need to like learn from other people. And the plug was an amazing opportunity for me to network, meet so many people within the industry. Mm-hmm. Actually put myself out and build a brand as like Karen, as a quote unquote authority on hip hop mainly within the culture. And I think now I'm like branching out into fashion. So it was necessary as my journey. Like, I don't think I could have done this without having that experience.
Okay.
But it's time, bro. The universe was like kicking my ass. Like, you need to do it now and in a major way. So that's why,
I want to know, how central are women to the work that you do, and how important is it for you being a woman in the digital space? And especially in South Africa, we don't have a lot of young women such as yourself doing what you do. When we think about the next Mark Zuckerbergs of Africa, we always focus on men. So your Sia Beiles or you know, but there's seldomly a focus on women. Yeah. And so looking at the throne, it looks very women centralized around black African women. Really? How important is that for you? And what is your vision in terms of using your influence to grow the space so that more women can be recognized?
It's such a good question, because I think when I started the throne, the idea was like it would be a balance between just kind of fashion and music and culture, and that there would be like a balance between like gender demographics being male and female. But as I started, having Kenny and Twiggy on the first cover, and they're so incredible, they're smart, they're so intelligent, so ambitious. Having Mimi in the second one, and the third person, who I'm super excited, we're dropping the cover on Monday. It's something that just happens so naturally, and I think because I come from very male-dominated fields within advertising and within the hip-hop industry, I felt those frustrations. I used to vent all the time, so it's super important to be like, this year women are doing such amazing things and they're brilliant, and all of them like not even that they deserve the platform, that they inspire me and I want to tell their stories. So it's super super important for me to tell their narratives.
And another thing, like with you running this platform, one thing I realized is also how you merge substance with also relevance.
Yeah,
in a sense that, I mean, many people don't actually know, like, Kenny went to Parsons. She has like honors or masters. Twiggy also has her honors from UCT. Bro. Mimi Mvakali, I think, is a lawyer. She was just admitted into the South African version of the whatever the bar. I don't
know.
Bar,
yeah.
That's a lot.
So was that also intentional to be like, I want to put women who traditionally these women in these careers would be seen as boring or not as popping, but these are women who have 9-to-5 jobs but are still on Twitter. They say like bad bitches get degrees. You know what I'm saying? So do you, was that also on purpose or did it happen by chance?
No, absolutely. Because I think the one thing I realized as well, kind of having navigating Joburg, was that if you look a certain way, people want to box you. If you light skinned and you dress a certain way and you have a 26 in range and
we get you.
You know, and you have like gang makeup, automatically you're just a baddie and you don't have an opinion and you're not smart or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I think I've experienced that a lot as well. And I was like, bro, we so... Look at Beyonce, look at Cardi B, look at all these incredible like examples, and we're so multidimensional, and I want to showcase women who like smart, ambitious, hardworking, degreed, fire, beautiful,
still
and
still bad bitches.
Yeah. More than their pretty face.
Like, for me, that's a true definition of a baddie. Like, if you can body everything, then you're done.
And one of the things that I think is striking for me right now, and I think a lot of the listeners and even us in studio can say, you're very confident. And I think it's such a beautiful thing. And I think one of the things that as men that we have done to, especially African women and black women, is take away that confidence.
Yeah,
you know, when a woman's starting her company, she's like, I'm starting a company. A guy, when a guy starts a company, the world knows about it. I'm a businessman.
Yeah. And you're allowed to be audacious.
We are quoting Jay-Z on the grams, like we're wearing suits.
Legacy.
That time, we haven't even made a profit. And when it comes to women, like the approach when we say women start businesses, it's never a talk. It's never cared for. So you're very confident and you are working for, you know, the plug, which is, you know, run by mostly males, you know, which is a male run company. And now to go through this, I wouldn't say stress, but to go through this transition for you to be like, okay, I want to leave this stable and start my own thing.
Yeah.
And with you also leaving, it was not even an easy transition.
Yeah, fully.
How did you allow that transition not to kill your spirit?
I mean, and I think going back to like, I just happened to be at a certain age where I've experienced so many things, and it took a long time for me to find my voice and to find my confidence and who I am. And, you know, and it wasn't just like within this industry, it was within advertising as well. So I literally had to, because I understand implicitly who I am and what my value is and what my vision is and what I'm capable of, that's not even something I considered. Like the minute all that happened, the first thing it was like, it was go time, you know, getting things done, getting websites designed, getting my business up and running, getting clients. And that's what I'm doing right now. And I think the one thing I will admit is that I've studied men for a very long time. Like a lot of my idols have been men, unfortunately. And I think now I realize that like a lot of them are very flawed and have crazy deficiencies, and like the women are like, you know, where it's at.
Can you name one of them?
they're no longer role models now.
Yeah.
That's just
she doesn't like give them airtime.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
It's irrelevant. So we'll leave it.
Okay, guys, so I have a new thing. So two new words I want to introduce to you guys, Nem.
Okay.
Whenever you're going through something difficult in your life, whenever you're going through a transition in your life, or wherever, you know, where you go through, whenever you feel sad, or like whenever there's just a period of time where you growing into the next thing, instead of saying I'm having challenges or I'm transitioning, do you know what my newest is? I'm going through an interlude. Wow. So like, so if someone's like, yo, Sia, how are you doing? I'm going through an interlude, man. Like, interlude comes before another song, right?
Yeah.
Because I've realized, like, power have, like, words have power. So if you're like, I'm struggling, of course now you're going to be like, I'm struggling.
That's the energy.
But you see it as an interlude for you to get to the next level.
Beginning. Yeah, it's only the beginning.
Yeah, exactly. Like the end, so like, that's like really dope. What's the other word now? I forgot the other word.
Your own dictionary, your own words.
Yeah, I make up all these words I got on.
Entertainment teachers.
I want to put you on the spot now once again.
No, Sia,
so one of the things that Karen is known about is opinion. So around this is like four of us. All of us are going to either say a word, say a sentence, mention someone, mention a brand, anything you want to mention.
Ooh.
And Karen must give us her honest opinion without holding back.
I like this. No, I like
you have PR trained Karen today. Like so
if
so
I
nice.
Say Drake, you're going to be like, I love Drake. Drake is dope. I hate him. If you say Sia Bailey, you'll be like, irrelevant, must stop his career. Like, do you get what I'm saying?
Don't try to be polite either way as well. Just
so,
speak.
And be politically correct. Don't be mean. Like, we're not being mean.
Yeah,
don't be mean. Like, if someone's not for you, they're not for you.
Yeah, legit.
Like, so now, since you're the leader of the show today, you're going to start.
I am. Okay, since we're dealing with magazines, I'm going to do a different magazine in South Africa. Let's say Drum Magazine. So what do you think of Drum Magazine?
I don't think anything about it.
Yeah.
Boom.
Not even nothing. Like, not even a... have like maybe, like, you know, when you're waiting in the queue, flip a page or something in the magazine, nothing, no, like...
No, I mean, like, my aunt buys it. Like, it makes me think of my aunt. Like,
there we go. There is cases for aunts. Cool.
Mine is hard. I'm sorry I have to ask this.
I'm shaking my head at you already.
Your shake. Opinion on where the plug is right now since you left and what you've seen online.
Oh. Yeah, I thought we were not asking spicy questions.
No, it's
today.
Not spicy. It's just an opinion. Like, it's an opinion.
It depends how you answer it that makes it spicy.
It's not hate. It's an opinion. It's an opinion. It's not fact.
Look, okay. I will give... I will say this.
Can I make a sound effect?
Drops mic.
Okay, so what I'm going to say is when I, like, my life of fashion came, I think when I was in my teens, I worshipped Vogue, and I started out with American Vogue and Anna Wintour. And then I discovered Franca Zozzani, who ran Italian Vogue, and she was just like incredible, like smart, fearless, brave, and you agree. Yeah. Dude, she was so powerful.
Can answer the question.
Like,
what do you think of the plug since you left?
I'm answering, like, the question.
Yeah, and Belisha babes. Okay, she's still
trying to put it like a nice way. Yeah. She's still thinking. Let her get this, yeah. Don't rush the child.
Thank you. I'm an answer. I'm actually speaking to you. Thank
yes,
you.
Honey, I'm listening.
Men and trash.
Valid, all three. Anyway, as you were.
You're my fave. And I mean, she literally, I think she developed the entire identity of, like, you know, Vogue, like Italian Vogue. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, she passed away last year, I believe it was. Mm-hmm. And since she passed away, like, rest in peace, you know, I just haven't heard anything about Italian Vogue, like, you know, and it was always, like, probably, like, the greatest version of all Vogues. Mm-hmm. And I think just... Damn. So I think just think when you have someone who really kind of defined, like, you know, the stance or vision or editorial vision of, like, a publication, and they leave, you definitely feel the absence.
So the person leaves with the actual company and what they created for it to be.
Because I think you put yourself, because I think Anna, Franca, she put herself, like, so much of herself, like, mm-hmm. it was controversial, it was, like, political commentary, it was fashion, it was, like, boundary setting, it just, like, it redefined magazines completely. And when she left, like, you know, honestly, since left. So.
In simple English, you're saying that's the plug was not the same since you left, basically.
Karen just basically said,
in a nice way,
no, guys, I don't put words
with
in
an example.
Franca Zozzani passed away, and Italian Vogue has been trash ever since.
And since Karen,
she hasn't
left,
heard about, okay, not trash, she just hasn't heard about Italian Vogue since she passed away.
Not as a relevant.
Since Karen left the plug, we haven't heard about anything.
So
about
that's what I'm saying. I just think fundamentally, it's not about not hearing, I just think it's going to be different without, like, I think
without
I was
you,
there,
definitely,
without my soul,
yeah.
without my voice,
your touch.
You know what I mean? And yeah, that's I think the most honest answer I can give.
Perfect. I love it. You're a politician as well.
She handled it well.
Anga? We don't have time, man. I call Apa.
I have to think. Female rappers in South Africa.
Oh my god. What about
four? Your opinion on female rap, yeah.
Listen, I think it goes back to, like, you know, my stance with, like, the throne at the moment and kind of wanting to not even uplift, just give them the platform that they deserve. Like, I think women in this country, rappers are fire. I think they're disrespected a lot. I think it's all the thing where everyone's trying to, like, always put them together is so, so boring. Like, and I think everyone offers something different. Like, Nadia is one of my favorite. I think she's so fire, regardless of what people have opinions of her. Gigi can rap like a mofo, bro. Like, when she raps, I'm like, what do you mean? Rouge, like, yeah. No, Muzi, just her charisma. Like, so I'm here for them. Like, I love them. They're like my baddie girls. So, like, they must keep doing the damn things. Oh, like, yeah. I fuck with it.
Your opinion on Casper Nyovest and AKA?
Oh, the beef. Okay. I thought you was going to ask my opinion on Casper. So. Okay. No.
She was ready. She was ready for that one.
Ooh. Look, I think, I don't know, like, had you asked me a year ago, I would have been like, you know, I think beef is part of the culture and it's essential. But I think I've matured now a little bit. And I do think when there's infighting, within the culture, it looks bad for everyone, and it's hard for brands to take us seriously. I think Casper's winning with, like, I mean, there was a recent incident with, like, Ciroc and Cruise and stuff. Dude, AK's winning, like, let him get his bag, let Casper get his bag and stuff. So I do think we need a little bit of maturity. People need to just be like, yo, let's put things in the past and, like, let's win together. Like, let's
for everyone. Also, just like, Casper, move on. AK left it. Like, leave it.
Yeah.
You don't have to be like, oh, I'm not having cheap vodka.
But it's a heavy marketing scheme, like, though.
You know, like, let's just let people
do. But he got dragged
do.
For it because people were absolutely. Like, bro, you know what I mean? Like,
let me ask, you're a hip-hop person.
Yeah.
Your favorite hip-hop acts, top three?
Of all time.
Like, South Africa right now. The three best rappers in the game right now. I mean, that three will, and I'm sure everyone in the industry is listening right now.
Actually, let's do South Africa.
And then who do you think should, you know, sometimes in our industry, there's people who usually like, hey, you should just, this is not for you. Like, going to acting, maybe. So which three rappers do you think are killing it? Which three rappers do you think it's time to hang the mic?
Oh my God. So can I just say, before I came on this interview, Sia was so adamant that he's not going to ask me spicy questions and he reassured me. And okay. Top three, definitely AKA as a performer. He's brilliant.
Okay. For the other three that don't that have to hang the mic, just describe what they were. Don't, you don't have to say their name. Say it in a clever way. Give us code names. Like, he has a high cut.
No,
well, I don't know.
I have to name names. I think I can't.
Do it.
So top three, dude. I think he's fire. I love him. He's just everything. Shane Eagle for me is like, he's gonna go international. People don't even understand how incredible he is. Someone who's been controversial is Stogie T. But I think like his artistry is incredible. And for people who really study hip hop and really actually study his music, understand his genius. I think people. Casual fans don't get it, and it's chilled, but those are my top three at the moment. Three guys that need to go, definitely iFunny. This one might get me in trouble, but it's Stilo.
Makulide.
I agree.
I think he has like swag, like he can be like he can have his own TV show. Like,
he's been on the
like,
come up for like 10 years.
Yeah. The last time I saw him was when he was on Lucky
Star.
No,
that's not beef, but like, I get what you're saying. It's not beef. We don't hate, we don't know these people personally to say, oh, it's horrible. It's just
they won't
what
come
we've
at
seen
you,
is that, no. I remember I was like in grade 8 when I used to watch Cream Katal.
Yeah.
And he was so cool. And I was like, this guy's getting tattoos. He's cool. I feel like he didn't ride that wave enough to build a brand.
Yeah. But I do think he still has potential for it. And I just don't think music is probably the best way for him to do it. Here's what I'm saying. His style is amazing. He's cool. You know, maybe do a show, something like
clothing,
that.
Clothing. We're still the brand.
Really. 100%.
Yeah.
Our third one. Oh, that's so tough. Is two enough? I think two's enough.
No, it's
two is enough. I think two's enough. Let's be kind. No, don't be mean on the first show.
No, I was just trying to...
So, we're running out of time now. Karen, tell us what is next for you and where can people find you? Promote yourself for the next 30 seconds.
Okay, please, please. I mean, we understand, like, kind of come up in the moment. So, followers are a big thing for me. So, please follow, like, The Throne on Instagram and on Twitter. It's at The Throne SA. The website is thethrone.co.za. You can also join if you are like an upcoming influencer, blogger, established music, like stylist, anything, and you actually want to be part of our database and be connected with brands. Go onto the website and you can actually join us there. Yes, that's it.
And thank you so much, Karen, for joining us today.
Thank
you
so
you
much
are
for
lovely.
Having me.
I wish you all of the success. I'm going to support you in whatever
thank
way that
so
I can.
Much.
And I feel like you should come back. Together, we should do like a podcast series and cover these brand things. And I think we have a lot to teach.
Yeah.
Neo, can you sign us out and tell us where people can catch you? And maybe we can talk about you coming back.
Is this free marketing?
Maybe, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to abuse it. Okay, basically, you can find me on Twitter at @Neo_Sukude. That's Sukude. Same with Instagram and every other platform. I'm a Vu VJ, so you can find me on Vu with Neo Sukude, same name. And YouTube's coming soon, so you can keep an eye on that one as well.
Which one of your girls would I give a shout out to who's listening right now?
This is not your TV. Come now.
I'm feeling like...
When you're black, everything is your TV.
Shout out. Shine, babes.
Can I go?
Yeah.
I'm going to say shout out to Ira, my friend.
Yes.
To Leah, to Anele, to Nana, to my sisters. Like, I have like lots of siblings, so I can't name them. But yeah, basically, that's who
I thought you were going to name like your whole family. Stop.
Do you want me? There's like 16.
We
can I do one, one shout out?
One shout out.
I just want to say a shout out to my muse. Hey.
Name Pela.
No. Okay, friends.
That's enough.
Friends, you guys playing a gig on Saturday. Give us the time. What time must people be there?
46.
Living room.
Living room, what day?
Saturday.
What 21st. Time? 6 p.m. How much are tickets?
No, do you 4 know? To 6.
4 to 6.
4 to 6. You guys are playing your first debut in Johannesburg.
Yeah.
Everybody, thank you so much for joining us. Yeah, the next guys are waiting outside the studio. I'm sure they're going to kill me. Be like, hey, this is Sia Bile guy. We want to come to our show. So thank you so much for being on the Thread Exchange. I'm Sia Bile signing out.
This is CliffCentral.com.